How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Interesting scenes in Cleveland tonight where they were up 7 points with under a minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Indiana chipped away, and then Tyrese Halliburton at the line made the first one, didn't hit the second one, but that led to this.
Second one is short, and it's rebounded by Halliburton. The Pacers have a timeout. Will they use it? No, they don't. Yes, they do have a timeout. 4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. 1:10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
Tyrese hit another amazing shot to win the game. You don't see this very often, let alone twice in 1 week. And so we're very fortunate.
Sixth leading scorer in the game, Tyrese Halliburton, was able to hit a game winner in a very similar situation to what happened against Milwaukee. Different stakes, and I think it might be a tougher loss for the Cavs fans to swallow as they go down 0-2. Tyrese last week was able to knock the Bucks out of the playoffs, but this is a Cavs team that has been cruising through the Eastern Conference, and suddenly they find themselves down 0-2 in the second round. What Tyrese was able to do was make a shot to give the Pacers the win, just like last week. And in both situations, they were trailing by at least 7 or more in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime. And they won both of those times. The Thunder was able to do something in a similar situation. They did that back in May of 2014. Since 1997, those are the only three times that teams that were trailing by 7 or more in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime were able to win the game. Teams in that position are 3-1,640. Okay? They were 1-1,640. Outside of these two Pacers wins in the last week. So, yes, what they are doing is got to be a hell of a ride. If you're a Pacers fan, you got to be pretty excited. I think what they're doing is an affront to basketball, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. They are beating up on teams that are injured. You play who's in front of you. All right, that's fine. If they would just dial it down 50%, I might be better. They've played 11 games against the Bucks the last 2 years in the playoffs. Lillard's missed 5 of those. Giannis 6. They played the Knicks last year in a 7-game series. Half of that series without Porzingis. They faced Mitchell Robinson 1 game. That was it. Julius Randle and Bogdanovich didn't play in any of those 7 games. And then this year against the Cavs, they didn't have to see Darius Garland in game 1. Tonight, the Cavs without Garland, Hunter, and Mobley. So, yeah, you're beating some heavyweights. But you're not beating Mike Tyson when you're Buster Douglas. You're beating Mike Tyson when you're Jake Paul. 888-710-4ISN. Johnny in Atlanta, the floor is unequivocally yours.
Hey, all thing I say is overrated. That guy who's overrated, he is very clutch, ain't he? He's very clutch. And you can say all you want about the 19 points he put up, but the 4 points he did put up in the last few seconds, made call game. Second time, that guy is clutch. You hate him all you want, but he is clutch. I'm telling you, that them 4 points is better than 46 that Mitch did put up. And you said don't know. What did you say? You said we beat up on people.
I said a lot.
You said we beat up on people who, what's that? We beat up on people getting in the ring. And you, y'all, and we happy about it because we win. We didn't say nothing when the Bucks beat up on the Hawks with Mr. Trae Young, and y'all end up winning the championship. And what happened? And then Porzingis wasn't even on the Knicks last year. He was on the Celtics, wasn't he? The only person that really was missing last year was Julius Randle.
Oh, then okay, Porzingis was on the Celtics.
Yeah.
So that was the Celtics series. That was the next series. That's right. I got that wrong. It was Randle, Robinson, and Bogdanovich, and then Porzingis. Thank you for the correction. That was the one error that I purposely made tonight. Johnny, you've won the prize. Porzingis missed the four games against the Celtics that they played.
And the thing is, we just got to play the people. We don't get them hurt. We don't get them hurt, but we just go, we ain't got what you want us to do. Just bow down like, oh, y'all hurt, so we're not going to play that hard. No, we're going to play even harder.
No, I just want some acknowledgement. I just want one of these post games for Tyrese to say something like, yeah, we know they're banged up. There's not much we can do about that. We'd love to play them at full strength, but we just got to focus on us. Just the smallest, okay. I just want the smallest morsel of acknowledgement. That's all I want.
Did y'all acknowledge when Trae Young was hurt?
The Bucks talked about. You couldn't stop Giannis from talking about it. He was like, oh, I'm sad about Trae Young. Oh, my God. Bucks fans held memorials out in front of Fizer Forum for Trae Young's ankle. It was insane.
Did the Raptors say anything when KD and Klay Thompson were hurt? No. That is who you play.
They
who
should
he
have.
Is.
They that, shouldn't have won that one either.
Hey, it don't matter. You play who you put in front of it. So, what the pace, and then you got to give the Pacers fall back for 20 points down. And they shouldn't even be 20 points down. I agree with you. They shouldn't be 20 points, but they came back, and when this game clutch on the line, Mr. Overrated shows up, and he do what he do. So what Joe Halliburton at? Be on the floor with a flag, his son face. Oh, man, come on. You got to love it. That was the most
Do you understand, though, that if you're not a Pacers fan, if you could step outside your body for a second, how immensely unlikable this team is? You've got to acknowledge that.
No, all last year, did you even know I was a Pacers fan? I called it all last year. I didn't say nothing about them. And I understood this right now, but they are playing hard. They are playing hard this year. And this might be our year. I don't know.
Naismith's out there trying to kill Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, man, that's bad. We're not Draymond. Yeah, Draymond get a pass, but we can't play hard basketball.
Draymond's a competitor. Draymond is
a... we're not a competitor.
All right,
we're not
fine.
A competitor.
Okay, Johnny. Johnny, thank you, Johnny.
All right, see you later.
All right, I'm just... obviously having some fun with Johnny. Tyrese Halliburton, you can't deny his clutchness, I'll tell you that. He is 10 of 11 on shots to either tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of games encapsulating the whole year. 10 of 11 on shots to either tie or take the lead. So, yeah, I keep ragging on him. He only had 19 points, you know, but there's a clutch factor. And I think when he took that shot, we all expected it to go in, that's the level he has gotten to. Now, the overrated chance, those are coming from the fans. That's coming from a player survey. So that's one of the problems, is the players said he was overrated. The players said he was overrated. And sometimes you don't, like, sometimes guys look for motivation and it's hard to find, and so they make stuff up out of thin air like Michael Jordan used to do, going back to articles and magazine clippings from 30 years ago when he was playing against Clyde. Tyrese doesn't need to do it. The players... literally 2 weeks ago said he is the most overrated player in all of the NBA. Robert is in Annapolis. Robert.
Well, hey, Voices, as always, thanks for taking my call. Man, I thought I was having a rough night with my Capitals losing a heartbreaker in overtime and Orioles getting pummeled once again. But this Pacer thing is really getting to you, I think. The room for optimism in the 70-plus years of the NBA, teams have failed to win a series after winning the first two on the road. But do you know how many times that's occurred?
What's the stat you're giving me?
The Pacers have won the first two games of a playoff series on the road.
That's, yes.
How many times has that occurred, but the team wound up losing the series after winning those first two games on the road?
Oh, I don't even know where you would have found that stat. What is it?
Five times. Some of them fairly recently. But anyhow, so it's not over yet.
Stat to have. Where can I find this?
Well, you got to use the Google machine and get all that information. But anyhow.
All right, here it is. I got it. Teams. This is the stat that I found.
Okay.
Teams that take a 2-0 series lead with both wins coming on the road have gone on to win the series in 24 out of 28 such scenarios. The only four teams to lose after taking a 2-0 lead on the road, the 94 Suns, the 05 Rockets, the 17 Bulls, and the 21 Mavs.
Right, that's five teams. I know the Lakers did it many, many years ago. That was the first time I remember it happening.
Well, I'm just reading you the stat that I was able to find.
Okay, but anyhow, hasn't happened very often, but it could happen. But anyhow, I'm going to compliment the NBA. By the way, was I one of those seven people you were thinking of when you started your show? Seven people that denigrate.
No, I was thinking of like Clay Travis kind of guys is what I was thinking.
I just have fun with it. You know, hey, but I will say this round two is looking up. By the way, I caught your intentional misspeak at the beginning of the show. You said if the visiting team in the other game that's being played wins, that'll be the first time all teams that won were road teams. But you said in round one, this is, of course, round two. I don't know if that was your intentional misspeak. You do one of those a night, don't you?
Sure, yeah. If you believe it. If you believe me, I'll take it. It's fine.
Usually Carlos catches you on those, but he didn't catch that when you were referencing what's going on now.
What would I think? I looked at a list and I thought, oh, yeah, Kristaps Porzingis was on the Knicks last year? Of course I did it. Come on. Come on. I'm not doing that.
I listen to what you say, but thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the rest of your night, and let's hope some Pacers fans will call in and give you a little bit of time, okay?
All right, Robert. I appreciate that. Robert in Annapolis. So, yeah, the road teams in round two have all got victories up to this point. I have to think that tomorrow both of the home teams square this thing up.
Are you serious?
Now, we're going to see. You know, this is the crazy part about watching the NBA playoffs is after one game, a lot of people make determinations and overarching calls on things after one game. Okay. Even after two games. After two games. This is where after the NBA Finals in 2021, I'm going to bring up a story that I've probably told you at least once a week, but that I don't think is enough. Because in that finals, the 2021 NBA Finals, the Bucks went down 0-2 to the Phoenix Suns. Those two games were in Phoenix, and then they came back from Milwaukee for 3-4. But I didn't think it was over, and everybody was telling me it was over. I didn't think it was over, so I went down to the local big box store and got a bunch of chairs and put them out on the parade route that I thought it would be. And I said, I'm going to get ready for the parade. There's going to be a parade here. These series aren't done at 2-0. Now, it's going to be a tall order for the Cavs to beat this Pacers team that's got this aura to them now 4 out of 5 times. Or 4 out of 4 times as the Bucks were able to come back and at least win 4 in a row. Back then, health is the key. Health has to be the key. It's a little interesting how fatigued these guys are and how that was part of what Kenny Atkinson was talking about, because they had a quick first round series. They swept the Heat and they had a bunch of time off. And yeah, he shortened up the rotation, but Donovan Mitchell played 36 minutes. That's not any more than Tyrese Haliburton played or Andrew Nembhard played. He played 36 minutes. Jared Allen with 38, Max Strus with 39. So
really know how, like, yeah, physically you could see Donovan Mitchell was out of steam. Physically you could see he was out of gas. But how? I mean, they've had a considerable amount of rest, and he didn't play him 45 minutes. This isn't Thibodeau minutes. It's not Tibbs time. It's Tibby time. It's not that. So that's something interesting to look at. So, again, in the NBA, we've got the two series that we had last night. Again, tomorrow, Knicks-Boston game two, Nuggets-Thunder game two. And then on Thursday, we're just going to have game two of the Warriors-Timberwolves series. This is a game going on right now. We're in the third quarter. The Warriors are up 58-40. Make it, yep, 58-40. They are without Steph Curry, though. Hamstring tightness. He will be out the rest of the game. So Golden State with the lead. It has to close this out. Because is Curry going to come back? Maybe. Will it be by Wednesday? Or Thursday, rather? Probably not. So you got to get this one. And then that would complete all of the road teams winning their first game in the second round of this playoffs this year. And because Indiana won tonight, they'd be 5-0, the road teams were. But it's up to the Warriors, and Draymond Green's got to kind of take on a real captain-type role. He's actually leading the team right now with 16 points. He's got to be the guy. He's got to almost be a scorer, too. Jimmy Butler, he's only got 8 right now, but we'll see how this one plays out. And Jonathan Kuminga getting some rare minutes once again. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The NBA coverage next year will be different. No longer will it be on TNT. There will be games on ESPN, Amazon Prime, and NBA on NBC will return. And they're really trying to make everything return. They're trying to bring back the music, which we're going to do, the Round Ball Rock. And they're enlisting the help of a dead guy. And I think that the slippery slope with artificial intelligence, I think we're going to get to a point where we look back and say, maybe we should have tried to stop it. It's going to be like going down a slide. We're at the top of the slide. Next thing we know, we get pushed. We're at the bottom. I think we're hanging over the edge right now. And the NBA on NBC, another example of that. I'll have the details when we come back. 888-710-4476. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Basketball. Round Ball Rock. Part of the NBA on NBC broadcast, which many of us are familiar with from our time growing up. The NBA was on NBC first from 1954 to 1962. And then again from 1990 to 2002, and they were really the prime broadcaster of the Michael Jordan era. And they did a great job with it. But then they lost it to ABC, ESPN, and some people feel like a certain kind of basketball was left behind with it. Well, it's coming back. The theme's already back. You might be watching Fox College Basketball sometime, and you're like, hey, what the hell? They've used that theme. I don't know if that will continue, but this theme is back. And there's a gentleman whose voice is connected to that theme, and his name is Jim Fagan. And Jim Fagan, this is, let me see here. This is This is part of the 1992 NBA Finals. This is, you'll hear his voice. You may find this familiar.
This is the NBA on NBC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, it's that guy's voice. And so with the NBA coming back, they're bringing back the song. Why not bring back Jim Fagan for the promo that they are starting to air across NBC and Peacock?
The NBA on NBC is back. See you this October for the NBA season tip-off.
All right, so they got the guy who used to do the voiceovers from the 90s. They got him to do the voiceovers now coming back in 2025. Funny story about that, however, is that the man whose voice you heard, Jim Fagan, has been dead since 2017. So that voice you heard was not him. Well, how could it be him? It said very specific, coming back to NBC, coming this October. Is there something that he recorded back then? No. That was AI generated. That was his voice, AI generated. Now, I immediately saw that and had a lot of problems with it. As I've talked about AI before, and AI, it's an all-encompassing thing, okay? AI is an all-encompassing thing. There's different avenues to it. We've joked around about how much am I going to use artificial intelligence or whatever. And, you know, sometimes I do use it. Sometimes I do use it. Specifically, I will tell you when I specifically use it is on Fridays when we have a NASCAR preview segment. And I tell AI, write me a 3-sentence paragraph previewing the weekend's races. So AI does that work for me. I'm okay with that because it's a tool that helped me save time. It also didn't take a job away. That's where I really start to get antsy with how much we're getting into artificial intelligence. And I don't think we've really realized how many jobs are going to start to be taken away. I mean, do I think that someday this job can just be AI? There is a radio station, I believe in California, that's tried an AI voice to do the music breaks. I don't think it's being received very well, but we're also at the start of this thing. Who's to say that this doesn't continue? And I don't think I would just be replaced with like the voice from TikTok. No, 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 no. What I'm worried about is that we, a nostalgic being, want to hear what our favorite broadcasters from yesteryear would think about today's topics. That's what I'm fearful of. I'm fearful of that for two reasons. The first one, and in the case of this guy who did the NBA and NBC, he doesn't know that this is happening. That's what really bugs me. We know this is happening. He has no idea. He's been dead for 8 years. AI 8 years ago was Allen Iverson. He doesn't know what's going on. That disturbs me. It disturbs me that you can take someone who's been dead and like use them for new material. It's one thing to go back and watch old movies of somebody who's died, or listen to music of someone who's died. Or, hey, we just discovered there was some outtakes of a guy on this show and now we get to see it. This is interesting. Or, hey, we found some John Lennon audio that wasn't recorded. So let's put that to some tracks with the other Beatles and they're releasing Free as a Bird 30 years later. That I still, but he did do the work. This is not him. This is not work he did. And I'm still, I don't know that I'm 100% okay with that because it wasn't intended to be published, maybe. maybe some things should stay in drafts. What I'm fearful of is that we're going to get to a spot where not only are the machines, in this case AI, going to take a lot of the jobs from people, but we're going to be able to replicate it in a way that is just going to do a terrible service to anybody who's ever lived.
Bart Winkler, the enemy of all AI.
His family did approve this. So it's the same thing that I have with the retired numbers. Ray Flaherty got his number retired. Now, that might have been posthumous. I don't exactly know. But some of these guys get their numbers retired, and then they die. Okay? They die. They die thinking their numbers are retired. And then because of a long period of time that passed, they can just be unretired because their family says so 80 years ago. You know who's making the decisions on some of these retired numbers? Their grandkids who barely knew their grandpa, who just think it's cool they get to go get tickets on the field to a Giants game. Yeah, and the family's probably getting a cut of this money, so, hey, we get to profit off dad's death. And it's like a way for him to be here. That's creepy to me. That's creepy to me.
Ray Flaherty was alive, by the way.
When the number was retired?
Yeah, it was retired when he retired. And
so he went to sleep, his final sleep. One of his great accomplishments was that the New York Giants retired his number.
Yeah. He actually had a long run. Good for him. He passed away when he was 90 in 1994. He had lived 60 plus years with his, or rather just about 60 years with his number being retired, because they retired it when he left the game in 35.
I don't like that. And I don't like that this gentleman has passed away. The voice guy for NBA on NBC. And now his voice is being used again just for our nostalgia reasons. And you might think this is not that big of a deal. And really, I think we're all going to get there. This particular thing that is happening is not going to be that big of a deal. You know, it's a light little thing. The family, it's a nice, whatever. They get whatever. This particular thing is not that big of a deal. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm fearful of. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is where we're headed. And I think if I say it's going to happen in 20 years, slice it in half. Because I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than I even think I think. Is AI is going to take over our entertainment options. We are already so splintered in terms of our entertainment. I feel like, you want to talk about nostalgia. I don't feel like basketball was better in the 90s when it was on NBC. I feel like this nation was in a better spot when we had must-see TV on NBC. When 30 million of us every night sat down and watched the same five shows. You could go to work and say, boy, Carol and Ross, are they going to get to stay together on ER? And everyone knows what you're talking about. There was that communal sense that is missing by, like, what shows are you watching? White Lotus, never seen it. What about you? Succession, haven't seen it. You, Severance, haven't seen it. That's where we're at. But what I'm fearful of is that AI is going to get to a point where we just don't want to hear the 90s voice guy do this. And, you know, I give Saturday Night Live credit for that. Don Pardo did it forever. Daryl Hammond does it now. The intros. Sherry O'Terry. Chris Kattan. They could have generated that, but they had another guy. So you didn't lose a job. And also, it's not some dead guy doing the work. Vin Scully. Longtime broadcaster of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think a lot of Dodgers fans, and really fans across the country, you know, that signal, the way radio signals work, how open the country was, you know, radio signals are going to run into towers or stuff. You could hear Vin Scully's voice all the way in Kansas. There's a whole generation of baseball fans raised on Vin Scully, and they listen to these other guys now, but they would love to hear Vin Scully call this team. I think one day that will be possible. Is his family going to approve it? Not, probably not his immediate family that's alive right now. What about the next generation? What about the next generation? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I never got to hear my grandpa call a game. Yeah, give me $500,000. Sure, that'd be great. And you'll be able to hear Dodgers broadcast live with the guys that are there. And then you'll also be able to hear the alternate Vin Scully AI broadcast. Carlos, I think we're going to get to a point, and it won't be as good, at least not to start, but eventually we'll get there where you could input, hey, man, I really loved the Thunderbolts, but I would like to have these things also happen in that movie, AI generated for me. And suddenly everyone's going to have their own little MCU.
Oh, people are doing that right now. You look, take a look at these Instagram and TikTok reels. There's AI-generated content all over the place. Like, I got deepfaked the other day on a LeBron James postgame, and I'm like, there's no way he said that. And then I looked at who posted it, and of course it was fake. AI is too good, too fast right now, but the only problem is morons are the ones that are teaching AI. So when AI inevitably, if they don't already know, realize that they are inherently more intelligent than us. The revolution will indeed be televised, but I'll be okay because I, for one, welcome our AI overlords, and they remember everything that I say about them.
Look, maybe this is not the... I'm using this to springboard into a concern I have. I understand that, you know, we're a sports radio show on a sports radio network. I've equated it to sports tangentially enough. But I am concerned that, like, because the AI right now, oh, it's this guy's voice on a broadcast. Okay, it's an Instagram reel, and you can clearly realize these. It's like presidents as animals. You know, I get that one a lot where they're like riding lions or wildebeest or whatever. But we could get to a point where somebody like hacks the broadcast system and broadcast in a visual the president of the United States delivering a message that's not real, but it looks real. I don't know that that's in the 10-year, 20. I'm just very worried.
Try the 10-month. What do you mean 10 years?
I'm worried about that for, like, real reasons. I'm worried about it that it's going to destroy art. That you could be like, you know what? I wish Seinfeld would come back with today's present-day problems. And then it could spit it out for you. Am I thinking too far ahead? Is any of this stuff going to be around before I croak? I don't know. But that is the natural place of where we are headed. Okay? That is the natural place of where we are going. And I'm not going to stop it. I guess I'm just saying, don't be surprised when it happens. I don't know. I saw this story. It sucks. I hate it. I understand why a family would say yes. Again, the NBA on NBC, the guy that used to do the voiceover for it, who died in 2017, they're going to use his voice, not just on promos, but like when you're watching games with real guys, like he'll say Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder. This guy's voice.
The NBA on NBC is back. See you this October for the NBA season tip-off.
He never said that. That's AI. That guy is dead. That's AI that you just heard is AI. Again, maybe it's just one grain on a mountain of rice. Maybe it's just one needle in a haystack, but it's coming. And it's going to come fast. And when it comes, we're going to say, how did this happen? Well, this is the path that we are on. Anyway, the Warriors are up 17. To tell you more about that and what is going on in the world of sports, here is an update with Marco Belletti. Bar Winkler Show, 888-710-4ISN. Warriors up 83-70 over the Timberwolves, 8.5 to go. Golden State trying to win without Steph Curry. The Timberwolves trying to come back from what was a brutal start. They were 0 for 15 on threes in the first half. That's the worst out of any playoff game in the NBA's play-by-play era since 1997. You may hear that sometimes, the play-by-play era. They used to not keep track of what happened on every play. They didn't start doing that until 1997, where they knew who, they kept stats, but you can't go back to box scores from 95 and look at a log of what happened like you can today. That's relatively recent. So a rough start they're trying to overcome. Not as bad as this finish. Ryan Pressly for the Cubs became just the 15th pitcher and only the 8th reliever in Major League Baseball history to face at least 8 batters and record 0 outs in a single game.
DFA him. DFA him right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Now. That guy should not be a closer, let alone a reliever. I don't want to ever see him come in for a game again.
I DFA'd him from my fantasy team a while ago.
Yeah, you must have been desperate for some arms.
7.62 ERA for the Cubs. He's got, 4 saves? Yeah.
And each one, he's, sweating it out.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he hasn't really given up a ton of runs until tonight. Has he? Tough first week of March.
It's not the runs. Obviously, this one was a disaster, but he's shaky almost every single time that he comes out.
Oh, he was shaky at the game we went to.
Yeah, he's constantly putting people on the base paths. He just can't get hitters to miss anymore. He cannot avoid bats.
So who's more likely to win this Timberwolves-Warriors game? Because the way that things have gone, the road team wins. But the Warriors have a 12-point lead with 7:42 to go. And the way that things have gone, teams have been losing leads inexplicably. The Warriors have let the Timberwolves go on a little bit of a run here. Obviously, they're without Steph. So it could be interesting to see how this one plays out here tonight. 888-710-4ISN. We'll get some more thoughts on the NBA here in a moment. We will get to caller Fold coming up next hour as well. Emily is in San Diego. Emily, good to talk to you.
Hi, Bart. How you doing?
How you doing, Emily? How you been?
I've been good, and I hope you've been good. I haven't been able to listen to you too much because we have a lot of Padre game deals going on and stuff, so I miss your voice.
That's all right. You can always find us on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's a little difficult when you're trying to drive and deliver food, and then you've got the Odyssey app, and then you've got the other, but right now I'm talking to you. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this AI business. Very interesting.
Yeah, what about it? Go ahead.
Well, my thought is you're kind of going overboard on this AI, but, you know, one of the things that I think is kind of cool is, correct me if I'm not right, or I am not going to be right, but AI, you have to have a voice in order to AI it. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't think those TikTok voices are real people.
Well, I'm going to say AI is a really wonderful concept. And for example, my father, you know, has passed away, and it would be nice to hear his voice again. Is that something that is not possible unless you have a recording of the voice?
Yeah, if you have a recording of his voice, then you could, if there's enough of it, you could put it not only into an AI to hear it, but the AI would then start to learn about his thoughts and opinions, and then he would almost be able to give his takes on things that are happening today. And I understand why people would think that they want that, but that would be mortifying to me.
Oh, man, you just gave me the shivers because that's a little too much more information that I really needed. Wow, this is so interesting.
Yeah, it's like one thing, I want to hear my dad's voice again, but AI is going to make you have a conversation about this Warriors-Timberwolves game going on right now.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering. But what about, like, how it does sound?
Yeah,
wouldn't you hear his voice again?
Yeah, I think, Emily, I really do think, thanks for the call, good to talk to you again. I really do think there'll be a point where if the families agree to it or whatever, whoever's got control of whoever we need to say yes or no to, you can watch Monday Night Football with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and then you can flip to a feed where it's a feed of if Howard Cosell was calling the game. Especially now, like, maybe, oh, we don't have enough of tape of these guys, maybe, whatever. But now, I mean, there's plenty of me out there. You just, this show could turn into AI. And then maybe, you know, maybe I want to take it a night off. It was just AI Bart thoughts. Well, now that doesn't seem too terrible. But then I'm taking a job away from the guy who's going to fill in for the show, right? If I just worked once a week to, like, refresh the AI, though, and then had four,
Just send me the files if you're going to do that so I can load it.
Yeah, come around. All right, we'll talk some NBA. We got Caller Fold next hour. Warriors and Timberwolves getting tight. Lots going on. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.